My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
9:03 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn, Ed Norris is on medical leave. Joining us right now, folks, one of the coolest college football coaches in the country, Mike Locksley. What's going on, Coach?
Rob, what's happening, man? How you guys doing?
No, I'm doing well. I got to give Jeremy Kahn all the credit for this. We should call the Big Ten, Big Ten country, because you guys own the entire country.
Yeah, if you live in the U.S., you're in Big Ten country.
Give me a Seattle story.
Yeah, my buddy works in Seattle, and I'm like, he covers Washington, obviously, and we were talking about everything, and I said, well, damn, we're both in Big Ten country. And you start thinking about it, it's all across the country. So, interesting enough. But, Coach, I went on a show last night, and they said, hey, can you give us some insight who's starting for Maryland? I don't know that you want to break that news now, but have you made your decision?
Yeah, I think I'm going to start at quarterback for Maryland this week. see if I can put it in my hands and get us off the ground.
No design rollouts?
No, we going straight QB sneak. Hey. Straight QB sneak, homie.
Hey, Coach, no. with what you did in the broadcast booth with the Orioles, we might need you to come back down and get some more runs scored for that team.
Oh, man, I hope I can get a few runs this weekend. No, we're excited about it, man. It's anytime, you know, you put so much time into the start of the season, and then once it starts, it goes pretty quickly. And as I told our guys, we've got to get off to a fast start. It's a lot like a rocket launch, man. It takes a lot of energy, a lot of inertia, a lot of power early to get that thing going and get it lifted to gain the momentum and go places it's never been. And that's kind of what the start of the season is for us, because we're trying to go places we haven't been. And I'm excited about the team, man. I really am.
Hey, well, Coach Lockley. Coach, let's talk about that move now in the Big Ten, now having some of the Pac-12 teams out. I know it's not ideal to have to go out to Oregon. Not that I would ever really want to go to Oregon, but it has to help out knowing now we live in an age, and I don't think people get it, where these kids don't have to physically go to class to go to class. They can do this all online, and it makes it not easy or ideal, but a lot easier than it would have been before online classes.
Yeah, man, there's so much constant change. I mean, just think, in college football, we're using the coach-to-player communications now that the NFL does. Anytime you expand a room, and I said this in Indianapolis, this is what happens when you expand the room, when you bring in different people, different thoughts and ideas are shaped. And when you add the four teams from the West Coast to the Big Ten, you know, all four of those programs are really strong academic schools and are in alignment with the best of both worlds that this conference offers, with a first-class education and a first-class athletic experience, playing some of the best teams in the country. And I think bringing them in is a good thing. And like you guys said, I mean, the direction that the landscape of college athletics is becoming more pro-like. But I would also guard against it, saying the difference between pros and college is that we don't get to select, meaning we don't have an order of how we get to pick them or go select them. And so we've got to continue to develop players. We've got to continue to do a really good job of identifying them early.
Hey, Coach, what about the fact of, you know, we just joked about Big Ten country being across the U.S. Any concerns over travel and the effect that that can have on some of the players? Because it seems like you guys will be traveling quite a bit with the new way that the Big Ten is set up.
Yeah, it doesn't, because, you know, Tony Petitti, our commissioner, has done a really good job of the direction. You know, we've got one West Coast swing per year for us in football, and, you know, a bunch of NFL teams have to do that swing. We've done the research on how people travel. I think we're going to go out a day earlier than we normally would. So we'll get out there on a Thursday and try to practice immediately with a little sunlight, and get the circadian rhythm set out there on the West Coast, and spend Friday kind of acclimating to that difference in time. But it is what it is. And, you know, most of these kids are coming here to earn degrees and be developed for the NFL. And
yeah,
they're getting that experience a little earlier of what it's like to have to make that travel and prepare your body as well as, you know, mentally prepare for that type of trip.
Here with Coach Locksley, Maryland football coach, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Coach, I'm looking at your roster now for a couple of weeks, man. I'm seeing a lot of Virginias, a lot of Marylands, a couple of Baltimore kids. When you came in, Delaware, you made this thing, we got to build a fence around this and recruit the DMV. How much more or how much easier is it now to do it than it was when you first took over?
You know, it's not necessarily easier, but I think what's happened, and, you know, when you first come in, you sell a vision. You sell, hey, here's what it's going to look like in 3-4 years. And now the vision kind of, we've proven to people, you know, it's the old adage, what comes first, the chicken or the egg? Do you have to win first to get good players, and or do you go get the good players to win? And, you know, we've in, you know, 5 short years, we've kind of flipped the thought process of how people think about the University of Maryland football. It's not your, as I like to say, your same old mama's Maryland. And so, you know, coming in and having an opportunity to get this program up and running, recruiting has gotten better, not easier. And I've had some great staff that have helped, you know, bringing in Latrell Scott. He's been able to finally crack that Virginia thing that we have not been able to get into over the years. And Coach Scott, who, you know, grew up outside of Richmond, took the University of Richmond to the 1AA championship game as a 34-year-old head coach, has got great ties down there like I have up in this area. And so we don't have to go very far to get good players, but the one area where we do have to continue to that will help us is when we create the environment that we've been working hard to create, where kids come here and know that they're going to be playing in front of a loud, raucous crowd. Like when I come up to Baltimore and I watch the Ravens, man, the great fans up there in Baltimore, and we need to try to get some of them down, you know, the 45 minutes south on BW Parkway and come on in to Turfsville and support us.
Hey, Coach, how important, and that's what I want to piggyback on, you got a game at noon this Saturday, how important is it that you pack the stadium for those kids? Because there is a reason why they call it home field advantage. So, you know, your thoughts.
It is. I mean, you know, and here's the good thing, whether it's our fans or whether it's the opponent's fans, it's the environment. And this generation of kids, they want to play in an environment that allows them to show their brand and to flourish. And we've done that. I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm not here bashing our fans, because, you know, we've got some loyal ones. I think we were right around 40,000 last year. But just the environment of staying for all 4 quarters, coming to every game, not just when we play, you know, SC at home for homecoming. When the top recruits in this area come to a game and they look up in the stands pregame and they don't see the support, it makes it a little tough, because yeah, it's hard to sell Maryland and sell them that, hey, we've got great fans, when they come and they see it and it's not necessarily the case. And so, again, we've got to do our part, and I'm working hard to do it, but I think we all got to put some skin in the game and got to get some people some butts and seats.
Well, we're doing our part to support as well, because that game, you can hear right here on 105.7 The Fan on Saturday. Coverage begins at 10:30, so go Terps. Coach, thanks a lot, my friend, and the best of luck to you for the 2024 season.
Appreciate you guys, Rob. Talk soon.
Thanks, right, Coach.
Yeah. NFL news, former Pro Bowl quarterback Tyler Huntley.
Oh, yeah.
Released by the Cleveland Browns.
Do you think about bringing him back? Rob? Anyone? Is it just me? Did everybody leave? I was all by myself? But ain't like you got a great backup option. I don't think he's a great backup option, but you're familiar with him.
I mean, we just fleeced them for a pick for that, too. So, way to go, Eric DaCosta.
That Snoop don't hunt.
That does not.
Dan Connolly joins us at 9:30, but on the other side, I'm going to bet you they bring him back. what's the line on that one, Jeremy?
All right, we got a lot coming up here. College football tonight. Colorado's in action. Where do you think I'm placing my money? I'll tell you when we come back. Also, gave out my top play yesterday in the third inning. You had already won. We'll talk about that and what you're looking for today right here on the Daily Line on the Big Bad Morning Show.
The Big Bad Daily Line. 105.7 The Fan.
Ground ball under the glove of the shortstop, Kiner Falefa. In to score, Vasquez. Swanson touches home, and the Cubs have the lead.
There you go. That's courtesy of Marquee Sportsnet, and that was crazy, too, because I think the Cubs, or should I say the Bears, scored two touchdowns, and then the Pittsburgh Steelers came in, scored a touchdown, kicked the field goal.
Extra point was good.
Yeah. So the total in that game was... I saw some 7.5s yesterday, and I think that line was maybe a little off. It went to 8.5. And again, the game went over the total in, I think, the third inning. So that was my top play. But it's weird because now I come into a situation where I want to talk about how I did last night, and there were some frustrating results. And told you what a great hitting day it was, specifically for... Let me just say this. I went 2-2-1 yesterday.
Okay.
So it's not a winning day for me, even though I kind of told everybody that Pirates over was my favorite play. So as we get that, we get the Cubs game. Boom. Early on, you feel great. Your top play hit, and you didn't even have to sweat it. I had the under in the Braves Twins. That hit. I had Seattle-Tampa Bay under, which Seattle decided to score one run in the bottom of the eighth. And they always do this to you. They keep you hanging on, and then it's like, surprise, you lose. I had the Seattle Storm, who I really liked last night, and they, So they had a kind of a bad second quarter, a bad third quarter, and then came Storm back. They won the game, hit a big three late. Who was it? Somebody for the Dream dropped a triple-double. Tina Charles, I believe. And so, yeah, they won the game but did not cover the spread, so that was a loser. And the one that just really is frustrating, I had the Phillies over. I told everybody it was great hitting weather. And this is something where you look at all these things, and you have all this information done. And I got to thank the Houston Astros for showing up yesterday because they scored 10 runs. The total was 10. The Phillies managed to scratch out 0. As Eddie Spaghetti yesterday, right? Spencer Arrighetti was just on one. He almost threw a no hitter against them. And then he almost had the shutout. But I think, did he finish the game? It doesn't matter. They landed right on the number of 10. They did take him out after that. Okay.
Austin Hayes breaking up the no hitter also.
Yes, it was. He got on first, and then somebody else got a hit right after that because they had first and third and still couldn't get the damn guy in. Anyway. All right. So, leads me to today, which is really exciting because we have college football. We have baseball, no WNBA. As the WNBA was not kind to me. I had the over in the Sky game yesterday. Damn, man. The Sky scored, I think, in the teens twice and in one of the quarters and then dropped the 12 spot in another one. That ain't going to help you with the over. And we weren't that far off from the game flow of getting that over. They were just terrible. Could not score to save their lives. So what do we look at today? Let's start with the weather. Leans to a Cardinals over, but I don't know that you're going there because it's Mike King versus Sonny Gray. It's a fairly good pitching matchup. Rockies over. Anytime I see good weather in Coors, it makes me want to bet the over, especially when you watch these two teams and both pitchers stink today. So I am going to have the over in the Colorado game. I'll be on that. One of the best plays today in baseball, in my opinion, is the Red Sox and the Blue Jays to go under. I don't know where he came from or how he's doing it, and I got to learn more about Bowden Francis because he has been just... on one. He's been annihilating teams, not giving up runs, and now he gets to face a Red Sox team where the weather supports it. And on the flip side, we got Cutter Crawford. So if you've listened to me, you've heard me talk about Cutter Crawford. He has trouble getting lefties out. What don't the Toronto Blue Jays have? A lot of lefties.
Yeah.
I think this is a good spot for an under. 8.5. I don't know if you're going to see any nines out there, but I really like it. Just to roll over some other baseball games that I...
Jeremy, real quick, what do you think about people who frown upon betting unders?
Well, I mean, I think it's...
Gambling experts.
Well, it's not fun. gambling experts, if you're a handicapper and you frown on betting unders, then you're stupid. Sorry, if you're doing that and you don't want to give out underplays, there's inherently a ton of value in unders. People want to bet the overs. They want to bet the favorites. So when you see that, you'll start to see the line move in another direction, even though you have it set up. Everything was set up for that point spread. So this is where we get different into baseball and football, because we're not just talking about winning the game. We're talking about covering the game. So there's a big difference. And one thing you have to know about football is they did change the rules on how the clock's going to run, which I think you might see a lot more unders early. Which
college football?
Yeah. And
they kind of played with the clock before years ago.
Yeah, and now they're playing with it again, which I think is going to force a lot of unders. But this isn't going to make me look very good, because I'm going to suggest an over as my favorite college play today. I have two favorite college plays, which we'll get to in just 1 second. I did want to say Houston and KC. I think it's a good pitching matchup. Brady Singer, Hunter Brown. The total there is 8, so I like the under. And, Oakland and Cincinnati. So this was a weird one yesterday. I had the over, and it was like 4-0 the whole game. I went to bed. I was like, man, screw this. And then I woke up, and it was 6-5. And I'm like, hell yeah, we done hit that one. So a nice night there and going back and forth. But I think this is another good play. Two of the worst pitchers on the slate, JT Ginn. Yep, you don't know who he is. Me either. And then also Julian Aguiar, who is not very good either. So I think we should see some runs in this game. And it's hot, so I like that. Now, on to college football, which I think is vastly important tonight. I am going to take Coastal Carolina plus the points in their specific game, because as I look at it, it's interesting because there are so many different things with today's game, and it was sitting on the number of 3. This is not my favorite play. This is the one I kind of lean to, by the way, just so people understand. They're playing Jacksonville State. Coastal Carolina is. It's 3. More money coming on Jacksonville State. I've seen some 3.5s out there. If you get the 3.5, I like it a lot more. What?
Does he play? That's Jacksonville State.
Oh, no. I didn't take Jacksonville State. I don't want him calling me. But I like Coastal Carolina to cover that spread. I had a lean towards Minnesota, but my favorite play in that game, UNC Minnesota tonight, over 50.5. You might see some 51s. I still like it. I think we get a ton of points. And boy, that's my favorite college play. North Dakota State is getting 9.5 against Colorado. Right? I'm taking North Dakota State plus the points. And for the people out there who are going to say, oh, that's just you hating on Deion Sanders, I would bet against my mother in a fist fight if the other person had better odds. So I don't care. I'll bet against my favorite team. I do that all the time because I break down the slate the way I see it. And then I send it to, all my clients and everything else. But it's a matter of looking at it without having bias. And that's what I try to do on a daily basis when you're looking at these lines and breaking games down. We're going to have and the other thing tonight, there's a ton of college football games, but I'm not one of those guys that likes to give out the teams -31.5, -48.5. It's a directional night, meaning you're playing east somebody, north somebody, south somebody, west somebody. I thought looking at some of these games at Wake Forest was pretty interesting,
right?
But it's a big number. You can play the big numbers if you want. Sometimes I find value in that if I think a team's going to win. The other thing, when you're playing big numbers, nothing wrong with parlaying it with the over. If you're betting the favorite, -42 and the over's 52, man, I'd mess with the over. I'd parlay the side and the total to try to gain an advantage there, because you just need 10 more points.
What network is that Jacksonville State game on? ESPN?
Is it?
Because I'm going to watch and cheer on Kawan McCrary.
Your new favorite player?
Lake Clifton's own. Is it Kaiwan or Kiwan?
Kiwee. Oh, it's Kiwee on.
Mr. McCrary. Mr. McCray, I'm sorry.
ACCN.
Hey, network. ACC Network.
No, that's... Hold on, I'm on
Can't
the wrong
be on
game.
ACC Network. No. Neither one of those teams in the ACC.
I clicked on the wrong game.
You know what's funny, though?
It doesn't have it.
Just met a couple yesterday at DeSantis. My girl Ashley was bartending, one of the best bartenders in Baltimore. But I just met a couple yesterday who just dropped their daughter off for her freshman year at Coastal Carolina.
Oh.
Yeah.
They need more dogs. Not cats, we need dogs. So, again, my favorite plays today, Toronto-Boston under. I do like North Dakota State. I like the Minnesota-UNC over at 50.5. I'm so excited. I got to contain myself tonight since I'm hosting the show by myself tomorrow, Rob, that I don't stay up too late watching college football.
You want me to call in and do a show with you?
I got to make a business decision tonight. And it's probably going to be get your ass in bed.
Nah, man. It's Friday. Fridays don't count.
It's your Friday.
Fridays don't count tomorrow. It's like tomorrow's Friday.
I'm an old ass man. I'm tired.
Man, right? I let loose on Thursdays because Fridays don't count.
Not me. This old body is just breaking down. But
thank you very much, Jeremy.
That's where
Collins.
I stand. Again, Minnesota UNC over the total today. And I'll try to give you the whole slate of college football tomorrow.
Joe LaCroix's encore at 9:45. But on the other side, Birds out on the West Coast. Dan Conley talking some Orioles baseball with us up next on The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
Yeah. 9:31 in the AM, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Joining us out, good buddy Dan Conley. What's up, Dan?
What's up, guys? Love the Springsteen coming on here.
Yeah, we know you're a Springsteen guy.
Joe's got his fist
Absolutely.
In the air. Yeah.
Hey, we were talking a little bit earlier about the leadoff situation for the Baltimore Orioles. We know Kowser's doing it right now.
Right.
I think Jeremy agrees with me. I'm personally not a fan of that. I like Gunnar Henderson in the leadoff spot for many reasons. One of the reasons is because he has the highest on base percentage right now to the team at .366.
Right.
And I don't mind having a bopper starting off the game. It sure works well with the Dodgers with Shohei, doesn't it?
It sure does. Yeah, I mean, I think that would be perfectly fine. And I wouldn't mind seeing Kowser down a little bit as well. You know, I think he can drive in runs, and so I'm with you. But let's face it, who's leading off is probably the 10th biggest problem of this Orioles team right now.
Yeah, you're right.
So I want to ask you about Burns, because there's so many people that are just mm-hmm. in their feelings over him commenting on his contract next year and what he's going to want, and thinking that he's more focused on next year than he is on this season. What are your thoughts on that, Dan? Because I think that's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. I mean, that's opinions from guys who don't talk to these players, who don't know what makes a Major League Baseball player tick. Can contract situations get in a guy's head? Yes. This guy's focus is to win. It makes no sense for him to be worried about next year. If he has a great year this year, next year takes care of itself. And he was having a great year. I think this guy, to me, and it's kind of baffling, as a lot of these issues with the Orioles are baffling right now. The thing that's baffling to me about Burns is, and we've heard, you know, guys, we've heard this cliche all the time about, one or two bad pitches, a couple bad pitches. But really, this bad stretch of his has been a few terrible pitches in each game. And last night to Hernandez, to Teoscar, was awful. I mean, he everyone knows the guy, Teoscar, crushes fastballs, so they were staying away from fastballs. I get it. But when you throw a steady diet of curves like that and you just keep coming at them, a guy like Teoscar is gonna figure it out. And it's not like he can't hit a curveball. It's just that's his weakness. But you keep giving to him, when you hang one, he's gonna crush it 430 feet. And, you know, that was a terrible pitch. And I think that the defense is getting in his head a little bit as well. And I just think he's in a bad stretch right now. But I'm not that worried about him. But they got to do better as far as pitch selection is concerned. And, you know, avoiding those two or three terrible pitches that Burns throws each game.
Here with Dan Connolly. Dan, let me ask you this. And I asked these guys this earlier. We went to the pitch com. I don't see pitchers shaking off and saying yes and no anymore. And I wonder if that attributes to some of the bad pitch selection that we're seeing right now. You don't see pitchers and catchers communicate like they used to communicate. So if I punch in a pitch for him to throw, how does he tell me no? I mean, cause you don't see it anymore. You just don't see that anymore.
Right. I mean, you know, they certainly can go back to that. But you're right. I mean, you don't see it anymore. And the pitch selection at times has been awful. And I don't know. You know, I don't know that communication. I think it's a really good thing to look into is how that kind of shake-off occurs and how often that occurs because, you know, you can't, you know, pitchers know it. I mean, obviously catchers are that's their job, right? And their job is to try and work the, you know, what's best for their pitcher. But the pitcher knows himself, and he knows what's working for him, and he knows what he can do. And sometimes, you know, like the Armando Benitez's of the world, you know, shakes off and makes terrible decisions. But for the most part, these veteran pitchers kind of know what should be going on. I don't know how much you guys watched of Burns last night because it was late and you guys are up early in the morning.
I checked it out.
Yeah, and it was, I mean, like he was pitching great. And then the defense starts falling apart on him again as it's been doing all year. And then, you know, he makes a couple bad pitches. And like you said, maybe there needs to be a shakeoff thing. Maybe there needs to be better communication. I don't know. But if you go back and look at his starts, that's what's bothered me the most is just, you know, just a really poor pitch selection. You've got to change these guys' eye levels. You've got to change the speeds on them. And if not, if you keep delivering the same thing, and he did it with Lux, but Lux is not a veteran hitter. He comes back and does it with Teoscar, and Teoscar makes him pay.
So, I mean, we've asked everybody kind of this question. How do you think they're going to look? They're going to be in the postseason. How do you think they're going to look? Do you think they're going to be healthy enough that this team looks vastly different than they do today? Because, in all honesty, if you add a couple of pieces into the bullpen, if you get two starters healthy, and I, for one, want Suarez in the bullpen, I think it makes your bullpen look a hell of a lot better heading into the postseason if you have your three starters. Where do you stand? And I guess Westberg's the interesting one for me because I'm just not sure.
Yeah. Well, and you got Grayson and you got Eflin and you got to make sure that they're back and they're healthy. And, you know, there are just so many questions. The good news is every team in the major stinks right now. I mean, it's just, you know, the hottest team in baseball right now is the Detroit Tigers. There's, you know,
13-3 over the last 16.
Right. That's where we are right now in baseball. Is the hottest team in baseball right now is the Detroit Tigers. And, you know, I there's nobody playing 600 ball. I don't think in all the 20-some years I've covered baseball that I've ever seen it this late where no one was playing 600 ball. You know, the of the contenders in the American League, the Kansas City Royals are 6-4 in their last 10. No other team of those true contenders, and, you know, you throw Boston and Seattle in there as well, none of those teams are above 6-4 in their last 10. So everybody's playing mediocre baseball. And that helps the Orioles if they can get healthy. The problem I have is there's just too many issues with this team right now. Too reliant on, you know, home run wise. Bullpen is, and I know both Soto and Kimbrel were good yesterday, but that bullpen is way too shaky. When you're going against the Dodgers and you're down two runs and it's bullpen versus bullpen, the Orioles have no shot in those games.
Thank
you.
Okay.
You know.
But go ahead.
And you have that. You have the defense. The defense is the thing that bothers me the most. Because, and we can go in on that, but that is just a terrible situation for me. These guys are not playing good defense. And when you don't have really strong or veteran pitching, you need good defense.
All right, Dan, now we watch you.
Even when you don't know we're watching you.
You reported that Jorge Mateo has successful elbow surgery. Yep. We hear reports also from CBS and others that he's done for the year. So have we watched Jorge Mateo play for the Baltimore Orioles for the last time?
Maybe. I mean, there's not necessarily a spot for him. And, you know, I think we probably have. But we'll, you know, we'll see. We'll see what his situation is. We'll see what the Orioles want to do with it. But I think we probably have.
Yeah. I think so, too. With the guys that you have coming up, Mayo, Jackson Holliday, looks like he submitted himself as a regular in the lineup. Right. I just don't see what Urias and what he's doing right now. He might be a utility guy moving forward. I don't see what there's a spot for him.
I don't either. And I've been a Mateo guy because he brings a lot of things that the Orioles don't have, and you love that. But I just don't. I think this is the time. Especially with the injuries and stuff, and see if he can catch on somewhere and you know, get more of a full-time job. But I do think this is probably the end for him.
Man, thanks a lot. Dan Connolly, how do folks follow you on social media?
Well, I'm still Dan Connolly 2016. I know we're almost 10 years that anniversary, but just do that on Twitter. And really, just I'm still doing some stuff for Sports Kita, so just check me out.
Hey, thanks a lot, my friend.
Thanks, Dan.
All right, guys, take care.
All right, be well. I'm looking this up because somebody else hit me up and said their Facebook icon is black, too.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do you mean I can look this up while your Facebook icon is black if you want me to. Like, that way you can focus on whatever you have to do over there, Rob. I'm just trying.
This is what I have to do over here.
I'm trying.
Why are you BSing me?
I'm trying to help you help yourself.
I don't need no help from you.
Okay. I'll remember that when you ask me a question.
I don't need no help from you. Joe has the encore. You don't want to miss it. Find out what we learned today on The Fan. Mic check 1-2.
Thank you. Far too kind.
The only morning show in Baltimore that deserves a big, bad encore.
Can I get an encore? Do you want more?
On 105.7 The Fan.
For one last time, I need y'all to roar.
Let's go to Jay and Tillman Island, who wanted to weigh in on something we talked about a little bit earlier. What's up?
Hey, good morning, guys. I was listening to Jeremy talk about the peacocks. Well, we live on Tillman, and my wife was given 3 peacocks by a lady that lives in Claiborne, 2 females and a male. Well, we have an in-ground pool out back. The peacocks like to walk along the deck and everything. And I got home early one day, and my wife was dipping bugs out of the pool with a net, and I pushed her into the pool, came up out of water. She goes, "You ass." That, right? And on top of the shed.
Oh. Well, Jay, we would love to have heard that story, but you said one of those 7 dirty words that we can't allow on the air.
Go to the app if you want to hear it.
Joe gets so
frustrated. You got to dump the whole thing. Like,
well, now you can't take a call.
I know. I'm sorry, Shiloh, West Baltimore, but Jay ruined that for you, so go talk to him about it.
Uh-oh. You have to dump the whole thing.
You got to dump the whole thing.
You don't. That's why there's options here. 50%,
I understand that.
100%.
I understand that. But if somehow it gets through, we are on the hook for that. I get fired before you do.
But I hit dump.
To be honest with you, I wasn't sure. That's why I said Joe. He just said and Joe said, yeah, you got to dump it. I wasn't sure.
The other thing is, to be fair, like,
I didn't know whether that word could be said or not.
I've come up in your situation, so I started here as a producer.
Yeah, you almost got popped by that one time.
No, I hit the dump button. It didn't work. But, yeah, they were going to suspend my ass.
Just saying, man.
We don't want Joe suspended.
You know, now, Joe, we're back to 50%.
Still can't take calls until it gets to 100.
Because, like, when I hit 50, it just, that was fine.
It wasn't fine. It doesn't work that way, man.
Joe, there are options here. There's one. There are dump, 50, 100, dump.
Oh, boy. And that's the encore of the day. Oh, that was funny.
Nothing better than making Joe angry.
That was absolutely funny.
Not in the moment. Wait until somebody says something. Because there's a lot of times, you got to admit, when we hear somebody talking, and I'm trying to think of something else that's similar to it, where they go to say a word, like maybe they said buck, you know, or something similar, and you're like, whoa, what did he say? Because when guys are talking too fast, because I've been on radio shows where people don't even wait. If they think you're saying something that shouldn't be on, they're just dumping the whole thing. And what that does is it locks out all the phone calls until the delay ramps back up.
I thought I was not sure whether that word could be put on air.
It can't.
Well, I know that now.
I don't make the rules. I think it's stupid. You should be able to say whatever you want, and then the listener decides if they want to hear it or not. But
what? They can turn the station?
We don't live in England, so you can't do that.
Boy, are you taking a piss?
Exactly.
Now time for you to find out what we learned today.
What we learned on the Big Bad Morning Show, 105.7 The Fan.
Now, Joe, you have a what you learned today, man. Go ahead with it.
Yeah, I don't normally do what we learned, but I also don't normally really talk about myself very much. Not that kind of guy. But recently...
You couldn't host a show.
I definitely couldn't. That's why I'm back here and you guys are over there. I had a physical at the end of July, and so took an EKG, and they noticed something a little bit odd with my heartbeat. So then I had an echocardiogram yesterday, which is like a sonogram of your heart, which is weird. I've never had like that jelly they put on you.
Right.
I could totally understand why the women go, "Ooh, that's warm," because it feels pretty good actually. But anyway, I was like, "Ooh, that's interesting."
I hope you didn't say it like that.
I wanted to, but the technician was not in the mood. So they took some pictures of my heart and found out that I have a what the doctor calls a very mild case of something called mild mitral regurgitation. So it's when blood goes back into one of your valves. Not something super serious. It is the most common form of heart disease in the world. About 2% of people have it in this country. I think it's about 10%. I'm lucky that it's mild. If you have moderate or severe, you have to have surgery, and they either replace the valve or they sew it up. Maybe one day I'll have to have that. Out of all that, I just want to say, go get a physical. A lot of times Absolutely. People don't realize like what I have is almost like 70 or 80% of the time, it's asymptomatic. You won't even know you have it until one day you could have an aortic aneurysm, you could have a heart attack, and something like that, and... you'll never know. So
here's the problem, Joe. A lot of men, I don't know whether the most or not, a lot of men take better care of their cars than they do their bodies.
I hadn't had a physical in about 5 years before that.
Yeah, I don't take care of my car either. And by the way, yeah, get a colonoscopy too. I try to get one every Thursday from this guy behind a giant in Edgewood. He's great. And apparently I'm doing okay, Joe.
That's good.
Remember before the pandemic, Joe? Like even on this show, maybe before Jeremy, that the joke was, man, Rob, you go to the doctor all the time. But yet, I'm the one who's least sick.
That's fair. I mean...
I'm the one who's least sick.
I was just as surprised. And even when they took this echocardiogram, it wasn't even related to what they saw on the EKG. So that's like another thing where I'm kind of like, all right, well, that's kind of confusing. But point of it is, please go get a physical.
Yes, do it regularly, like yearly. And if there's something wrong, 6 months. I get my blood work, and you do too, Jeremy, every 6 months.
Mm-hmm. Actually, I'm getting mine done sooner because I'm having...
figure stuff out.
I got a lot of health issues. My prostate's too big. My wiener's too small. You know, it's just, what are you going to do?
Some national days today. Today is National Lemon Juice Day. Lemon juice?
Yeah.
No, man. Today is also National Chop Suey Day. There's no chop suey. All right, a couple of birthdays. Devin George, former NBAer. 47 today. Roy Oswalt, I'm sorry, one of my favorite pitchers of his generation. He turns 47 today as well. Former NFL quarterback Chris Sims turns 44. Former NBA player David West turns 44. And Timothy Bradley turns 41. Former NFL linebacker Carl Banks and former NBA basketball player big man Will Perdue share birthday today. Who's older, Jeremy?
Carl Banks.
Carl Banks is older?
Yes.
All right. Who's older?
Banks.
Banks all the way? All right. Will Perdue turns 59. Carl Banks turns 62.
Good job, Joe.
Nice. All righty.
Yeah. What you got for me, Jeremy?
I got a couple here. what does a robot do after a one-night stand?
I don't know.
He nuts and bolts. What do you call a nanny with breast implants? That's a faux pair.
Ha 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 ha.
That's so stupid, man. Some of these are just bad. What does a hot dog use for protection? Condiments.
These are really...
What do you call a man with a 2-inch penis?
Jeremy.
Justin. Or that. Jeremy works as well.
Yeah, yeah, I like that other one.
What was the guess? What was the real one? What's the line?
Justin.
Justin. Okay.
So, I like this one, too. Gonorrhea would have been a great name for a diarrhea medicine. It's gonorrhea.
That was the best one of the day.
Yeah. My in-laws are mimes. They do unspeakable things when I visit.
Yo, come on, Joe. That's a boo. That's not it. No, Joe. You don't get it. There you go.
I do like this one. I hate those people who knock on your door and say you need to get saved or you'll burn. Stupid fireman.
Oh, that was man. A good one. That wasn't Joe's not. Joe's paying attention to Vinny.
Oh,
Vinny,
I was talking Vinny.
Vinny's not your show yet. Not your show yet, Vinny. Not your show yet. Not your show yet. You done?
Yeah, I'm done.
Vinny and Haney up next. Have yourselves a safe.
Need tickets.
And
what? Got a bobblehead.
Vinny
for
just
you.
Yelled he needs tickets.
I need an afternoon game is what I need.
Have yourselves a safe and wonderful day.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.